Hello, my name is Lindsay, and welcome to Believers Academy. Today, we want to talk about what to do when someone hurts you. It's easy to get offended, but offense is ugly and can really pull you down, mentally, emotionally, and physically. Let's look at how to deal with offense now that you're a Christian. When someone hurts us with their words or actions, the natural reaction could be to get back at them. Our minds may want to strike back with hurtful words, or even a few punches. That's life in the natural. But if you've made Jesus the Lord of your life, there is a better way than simply reacting to things like someone who doesn't know him. Besides, and this may surprise you, there's a blessing for you if you do things God's way. So when it comes to dealing with offense, what is God's way? Jesus said we should get ready. Offenses will come. But he had an interesting instruction for anyone who was taken advantage of. Luke 6:27 through 31 says, "But to you who are willing to listen, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who hurt you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, offer them the other cheek also. If someone demands your coat, offer your shirt also. Give to anyone who asks. And when things are taken away from you, don't try to get them back. Do to others as you would like them to do to you." That's how God wants us to respond to offense. Loving, doing good, blessing, and praying for those who've wronged us. He doesn't want us to just not respond. He wants us to take action and respond in love. If you will train yourself to respond God's way, you can take mistreatment and transform it from a curse into a tremendous blessing in your life. Some people have taught that God's blessings only come to us when we arrive in heaven after this life is over. But think about this. God wants to bless you now, in this earth, in your life here. He wants to bless you because he loves you, and he wants us to be a blessing, to be a witness to those who don't know him, demonstrating that he is a good God. He doesn't bring the trouble, but he sure can use it for good. Don't be surprised when people come across your path to try to offend and mistreat you. You might wonder, why did they say or do that? There's an underlying motivator, the devil. God's enemy wants to make you let go of the faith you are using to enjoy life. He wants you to doubt God's love and care for you. The express purpose of unkindness, meanness, or flat-out evil is to steal the word of God and that power that goes with it out of your life. Mark 4:17 says, "Some of those who have believed the word of God fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word." You've seen it. Friends and strangers will come to insult you and steal from you. People will be insensitive and unappreciative. The enemy, that is the devil, wants you to get offended and stop the supernatural power supply that you receive from God. 1 Peter 4:12 through 13 says, "Dear friends, don't be surprised at the fiery trials that you are going through, as if something strange were happening to you. Instead, be very glad, for these trials make you partners with Christ in his suffering, so that you will have the wonderful joy of seeing his glory when it is revealed to all the world." Jesus said in Matthew 11:6, "Blessed is he who is not offended because of me. Offenses are serious business. If we take an offense, we are robbed of the power of God, and the flow of the blessings of God is blocked. That fact alone should be enough to make us choose to never, ever be offended again." So, how should we handle trouble? First, by walking in love, as we saw in Luke chapter 6. Then, to make sure it doesn't settle as an offense in our hearts, we need to sow good seed into our hearts. We don't sow offense. Instead, we sow the love of God. God says we can sow things into his kingdom. Just like a farmer, he sows seed, the plant grows, and the farmer receives a harvest. In the same way, what is taken from us, we can get back as a harvest. Mark 4:20, "And the seed that fell on good soil represents those who hear and accept God's word and produce a harvest of 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as had been planted." We sow by speaking. Was something stolen from you? Give that to the Lord and expect a harvest. First, expect the person who stole it to come to Jesus and make him their Lord. Second, speak words of faith that what was stolen from you must be returned, or that something better will come to you in its place. Matthew 7:7 says, "Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you." Kenneth Copeland tells a story about a time his camera was stolen from him in an airport. He wanted to be angry. Instead, he sowed that camera to the Lord. He said, I've sowed this camera into a person's life, and I expect him to be saved. Then he prayed, Lord, thank you for the better camera you are giving me as a harvest for the one I sowed into that person. As he was window shopping a few days later, he noticed a very nice camera just like the one he wanted. When he inquired about the price, the owner didn't even remember that he had that camera for sale. Brother Copeland knew that camera was his harvest for the one that was stolen. Not only did he get a bargain on the camera, the shopkeeper found an expensive lens that went with the camera and gave it to him with no additional charge. That is a harvest. A few days after that, Brother Copeland saw a camera case, just the right size for his new camera. When he asked the store owner how much it cost, just like the other time, the man was unaware he even had a case to sell. Brother Copeland bought it and rejoiced that God had answered his prayer and brought a great return. We don't rejoice in the offense. We rejoice in how God will turn it around for our good. If you are ready to take the words, actions, and thefts from your life and sow them like a seed, please pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now I sow a seed in the kingdom of God. Every hurt, every bad feeling, every theft, and every evil thing any person has ever done or said to me, my family, or my ministry, I release every person who has ever hurt me, and I forgive them now. I lift each one of them up to you in love, and I pray for those people. I pray, Father, that they'll come to know you. I pray that they may be saved. Now I declare before you, my God in heaven, that I expect a return. I believe your word, and by faith I believe I receive an equal or greater return for every wrong deed done to me, every unkind word spoken to me, and every dime stolen from me. I expect to receive a blessing of at least an equal benefit. I claim it, it's mine, and I have it now. In Jesus' mighty name. Your harvest is ready. Call it in and expect to receive today. Continue this process anytime you are tempted to be offended. The harvest and the blessing are yours now in this life. We've come to the end of our lesson. It's an exciting thing to know that we can put this truth into practice. As we finish up, here are some things to do. Describe how you take an offense. Find and study a scripture that talks about the spiritual principle of sowing and reaping. Write the return or harvest you're expecting as you sow love in place of a particular offense. Please come back soon to Believers Academy. We continue to add lessons that will teach you more about this great life with Jesus. And don't forget to download the study aids. And remember, Jesus is Lord.